Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jensen.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 125.
What the hell?
And he's cooked it.
Happy Monday.
That doesn't help the fact that you said 125.
225.
225.
Oh, I thought it was the excitement level you didn't like.
No. The level's great. Even Mr. 97 trolled you on your mistake. But that's why he's here. He's got a computer in front of him.
Yeah.
He's got the knowledge of someone who has an ATAR of 97, and he's got the looks of a 18-year-old.
I'm still coming off
that's
from...
Weird that I said that.
Yes.
What does an 18-year-old look like? Pubescent, pimply, and lacking in direction.
Great way to paint a picture.
That's exactly it, mate. Lacking in direction. You get a pimple on your forehead.
Has he got a pimple? He hasn't got... Oh, that little thing. We can be...
Guys, I'm projecting. I had the worst pimples of all time when I was a teenager, so I'm trying to bring someone down.
You had one. It's gone down a lot. You had it right on your cheek.
All right. Napoleon.
Napoleon. What's? I don't understand
you know that
reference.
Makeup guy?
Ah, Pertus. Napoleon Pertus. coming down from Friday.
Yeah. Well, it was a great Fat Fridays. We've gone through the weekend. Something I said to you this morning, Mason, how had you go voting? And what did you say?
Yeah, I'm not an Aussie citizen, so I didn't have to vote.
Yeah, so he missed out on the anxiety that is running the gauntlet at a voting booth.
What's it? So you're born in New Zealand?
Yeah, born in Auckland.
Okay. What's the like when you were growing up? Did you feel like not being a citizen? Do you actually feel different? Do you feel as a kid to everyone else?
No, no way. Like there's no noticeable differences. Mm-hmm. Like the visa that we have just allows us to live here permanently and work here permanently. There's no negatives in terms of like it just gets to when it gets to like tax stuff, then it's a bit different.
And
yeah.
Also your passport, you don't have an Australian passport?
No, I've got a Kiwi passport.
Okay, yeah. So here's the problem that my wife faced because Amy, she was born in New Zealand. Her parents somehow thought that it was a great idea to go over there to attend some conference. I'm sure there was some... Yeah, and they went over there and had the baby there and then came home with a New Zealand citizen or a baby that had a New Zealand passport.
Were they religious?
Yeah, okay. Amy's mum and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's got something to do with that, like just spreading the...
No, I think they were at some kind of church conference. I could be wrong. I might be totally missing this. I don't think they were over there just to, you know...
They didn't have a McDonald's franchise.
They didn't have that. But they went over for something and they came back with a child, but they clearly knew because Amy's mum would have been very pregnant. But here's the thing. We only just realised this because Amy's only just got an Australian passport. So she would always come back in and just go through the motions coming back into the country. But we got pulled aside and they said, have you got a visa? And here's the thing. If you have are you a citizen of Australia?
No.
Okay, so even though you live in Australia?
Yeah.
And you're not trying to attain a visa every time that you know, like you've got one to live here, obviously.
Yeah, indefinitely. Yeah.
They pulled us aside and they said, you need to go through a separate area in customs because you're seen as someone visiting this country because you have a New Zealand passport.
That's crazy.
And so it can be an absolute pain in the ass. And I kept on saying, Amy, get a new passport, get the Australian one. And she was like, no, it's prettier. It's fucking...
Was that really the rationale?
it does look better, to be fair. It's a silver fern. It looks pretty cool.
It does look cool. Okay. But... We nearly came unstuck when we came back from New Zealand because here's the thing. If Amy went back to New Zealand or went to New Zealand on a holiday, is she coming back to the country or is she returning as a visitor to this country?
I'm surprised. I don't know the answer.
It was really confusing. She has to come in as a visitor. So I think that was the whole thing.
Even though she's an Australian citizen?
Yes.
Because of the passport.
Passport.
Yeah.
So there's another layer of complication.
But I thought Australians and New Zealanders go through the same area anyway.
Well, the part of the Commonwealth.
But you know how they've got like the smart
passport? The automatic, the facial recognition ones. Which I can go through those.
Which never fucking works for me. I've every single time I've tried the, maybe it's the,
because it's the neck beard.
Well, maybe because I've lost. Yeah, they think that I'm wearing some form of like pillow, but the, like a neck pillow. No, but.
The glasses, do you have to take them off?
I take them off. I reckon it's the weight loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm guessing they're looking at the shape of my face previously.
Yeah, you've got an old photo, don't you? For your passport. Yeah, you show me that. Get a new one. Actually, they're $500.
Well, 2020 is when I run out. I had the goal of by the time my passport expired, I wanted to have filled every page of my passport.
Mm. And how's that going? Yeah.
Well, I think I'm over halfway, three quarters of the way.
Yeah, John Safran, when I personal trained him, he's done so much traveling with all the shows he's been on. He was telling me he kept them as souvenirs, lost them. Ugh. He lost like two passports that had been filled with all the destinations he'd been to.
I have an American mate who actually got an insert, I think. You can get, I don't know if this is an Australian thing as well, but in the US you can get an extra insert so you can hold more.
Oh, he had a Renault.
Yeah, it's like a real, it's like super fat.
We're getting extensions. We're getting an extension, guys.
Susie Wilkes, come on in. there's something on that passport thing that I was...
You think about that, Mr. 97. I want you to type in a name for me and I want you to pull up what you can find out about this bloke.
All right.
And it's okay.
Are you going to say their last name?
Yeah. This is 100% okay.
Okay.
so his name is...
Yep.
Dean, D-E-N-E.
Okay.
Broadbelt, B-R... OADBELT, so Broadbelt.
Yeah, got him.
Find out what you can about him, and I want you to give a bit of a summary.
While he does that, my thought on the passport thing: Europe's annoying because they don't stamp your passport if you're in the European Union and you're just going from place to place.
It's all international flights they need.
Yeah,
that's when you get stamped into the country. Mm. So you're getting stamped into Europe, and then you're just mincing around Europe.
Yeah, so that was annoying.
Guys, yeah, on a boat. Croatia, love it. I'm a vlogger.
Anything else?
Nothing else. I did feel for you and think about you over the weekend when I did go to the polling booth to put in my local member vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're idiots. We didn't do it early.
No.
And we left it to the Saturday, the closing day.
Forced admin.
Yeah, it is 100% forced admit. It was an hour out of my life. It was raining and I had a child with me and my wife and we're all, you know, we're trying to get, just do our best to get in, to put our vote in. Here's a thing. I could have paid someone to go and do it for me. They don't check your ID.
No.
What's with that?
I'm sure it's probably illegal to do that.
So then one of my other thoughts was, what if they just didn't write it off properly? So you're saying that I'm a liar?
Well, they asked
if I said that I went, but I didn't go. I actually went.
Yeah,
and you actually just went to a cafe close by to have a coffee, and you were in the area.
Did you go to the absentee section, or were you?
No, I was in the
official.
Yeah,
like your local area.
Yeah, exactly. Conspiracy Jimmy, he's still within he went to the voting booth where he grew up. Which clearly just states that he hasn't changed his fucking address ever. So it's still probably all going to his house where he grew up. I did that for so many years. I didn't get – like I didn't change my address. I had it all going to my parents' joint.
It's that I want to be the guy that
– Yeah.
I want to be the guy that is organized enough to get his own Medicare card that doesn't have his whole family on it.
I will back up. You for not being that guy. Yeah. And I'll say that the only reason I've become that guy is because I've got a child. It forces your hand on a lot of things. Yeah. Amy Bodie and I have our own family Medicare card. It's cute.
I don't think I've been to the doctor. Like I've probably been, other than my ingrown toenail thing, which Jesus. I'm still $50.
Yeah, no one's sending that. It's disgusting.
What it was
if you don't even know. Just leave that out. It was feral.
Filthy. It was filthy.
Yeah, it's feral.
I was listening to it on the trail. It was just
It's disgusting.
It wasn't painting a good picture.
Would we have cut through with 18-year-olds?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, okay. We're not. Don't go there. Listen back to other episodes.
Well, because I was going to front foot it, pun intended, and say that we could include it in the title of the show.
You said, people will not listen, Josh. And that wasn't Josh's mum. I've become Josh's mum. That's the accent. That's the voice. But how did you deal with the – because basically there's all these people trying to get your last moment, vote by standing out in the cold, handing out pamphlets saying, vote for the Greens, vote for Labor.
We should reset. What we're talking about here is the state of Victoria had a state election over the weekend for anyone who is not in Victoria.
They all feel the same. If you've ever voted and you've been in Australia, I don't know what the state is like in the US, but you go and you're just hounded by these people. It is the closest thing to walking down a street and seeing a bunch of tin rattlers. Not the good kind, the ones from UNICEF, like that can't even take donations. Like sometimes I just take my money.
Yeah.
Like we can't accept donations.
Yeah. We can only take your credit card and we need, they're worse 10 minutes than Afterpay.
That's basically what they say. And that anxiety where you're just like, I'm crossing the fucking road to ignore them. Oh, there's one over the other side. Put your head down, walk straight through, act like you're on the phone. So that's the feeling heightened because there's all these people with, like, invested interest in taking your time to give you something. And so if you actually just said yes to all of them, you'd walk out with, like, 20 leaflets.
But you don't want to say yes to the wrong – like, you don't want to say take a piece of paper and it turns out it's, like, the pedophile's party, you know? Like, you've got to be careful in the sense of – do you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
Because then people will see that maybe as, like, oh, he's taking that because that's how he's going to vote.
Yeah. And it's bizarre. And so I hated the whole experience and I ignored the thing. Amy is the one who was the friendly one and I just opted out and I just thought it was just minding my own business and I bit my tongue. Oh, I actually got in an argument last year or the other year with one of them, one of the local members in St Kilda. That's right. I was so pissed off. My fucking post box says – no junk mail. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, no.
I think everyone knows what it means. I tell you who doesn't know who it means? The member for St Kilda and his fucking bullshit post-it things that are in my box that clearly says no junk mail. And so I can't remember what I said. I said something to him when I saw it. I was like, oh, you're the bloke that put mail in my box that said no junk mail. I know your face. And he was like, oh. Well, and I said something as – I can't remember what it was, but I just got in this.
Yeah. Listen here, fuckhead.
Just go. Grabbed him by the throat. You ever disrespect my junk mail sign? But I was like, that's a no for me, bro. When you put mail, like he's probably paid some business.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Like I'm turned off businesses that put their mail into my no junk mail space.
When I was in Abbotsford in the apartment block, I was leaving. I'm very funny about security, like always looking out for sus things. Anyway, I was leaving our apartment block and as I was walking out, I saw a guy in a suit with a bunch of – this was like a year ago
–
with like a handful of leaflety type things, like he was going to be doing some sort of letter drop.
Yeah.
And so
– did you mention that you need that security, like to get into that spot anyway?
Yeah, you do need – to get to the letterbox, you need like a swipey.
Yeah, yeah. So you're sus seeing this bloke. Like.
Yeah, so he was waiting at it and I did like a real as I was – walking out, I sort of do this very subtle thing where I pull the door closed as I'm walking, but he still managed to grab the door.
Jeez.
I said, excuse me, can I help
you? T-1000.
Yeah, I said, excuse me, can I help you? And he said it was a real estate agent trying to do a drop. He said, oh, no, they've said I can do it. I said, well, why don't you have a key? You just got to wait until people leave. And I had to go somewhere. I was like, I can't be fucked arguing with this guy.
Well, he fucked his argument up because it might, yeah. If
you had permission, you wouldn't have to wait for someone to
give you a swipe.
Yeah,
which
they're never going to do. Who offers that as a service? Hey, I want to put junk mail in.
Here's your swiper. Yeah,
here's your swiper. Did you ever do newspaper drops as a kid?
Yeah, I actually did a bit of a mission because I had Bodhi yesterday. And I
are you doing it on the side now?
I had Bodhi. No, I'll get there. I had Bodie and I, we were cruising just around the car. We were just doing a little mission, give mum some rest. And so I kind of just did this old circuit of places that I would frequent as a young kid around my old neighbourhood, around Brighton and Garden Vale. We're just driving around. I don't know. I thought it was like Bodie doesn't even know what's happening. He's just, you know, clapping in the back for nothing. He wants to listen to Emma. But we drove down this little side street.
Who the fuck's Emma?
Emma Wiggle.
That was my question as well.
Emma Wiggle.
Emma the Wiggle. Okay.
Yeah, I'm too in it. Sorry. Yeah. Emma is the yellow Wiggle. Anyway, so I drove down this like side alleyway in Garden Vale, and it brought back all these memories of when I used to do a paper round. So I was young. I was like maybe grade six or – yeah, grade six, maybe five. I'd get up at like 4:30 a.m.
It's crazy.
5 a.m. Conspiracy Jimmy did it too. And we would like hoon down to the
– On your bike.
Hoon down on the bike. So it was probably maybe 8-minute ride, 9-minute ride, and get to – and I just remember the smell. If you've ever been to a place that wraps – newspapers, it smells like oil. It smells like oil. So it's not where they print it, it's where they roll it into the thing that you then throw. So, but it has this really smell of oil and plastic, like lots of industrial glad wrap. That's what it smells like. And it's all a bit hot because it's been run through this machine.
Ooh, that sounds
and
fun.
So I'll load up and I just, it was horrible. It's such a good thing to do as a kid, but it's bizarre. Like I think about, it's probably pretty not dangerous, but you're so young riding around getting paid fuck all. I remember my bike tipped over on my first one and it was so heavy to get back up and I remember just crying a bit. I guess that's what builds resilience.
I mean, I guess the 2018 version is kids knocking. Like, would you like a subscription for like fucking digital subscription?
Yeah, totally.
For the iPad? Yeah. I mean, does your family still get the paper sent? Do you know if your parents do?
We never got it.
Really?
As a family. Did you?
Yeah.
I always thought it was a bit of a luxury.
Mm. Like, did you used to get the soft drinks delivered?
No.
Yeah, we got that too.
Really?
Yeah. Was that a thing?
Yeah. You'd get like glass bottles of like soft drink.
Yeah.
And you'd put it out and they would then refill.
Oh, yeah. So it's like the milk thing.
Yeah, it's like milk for Bogans.
Yeah. So funny. But what flavour was your favourite?
I don't know, but they're all like fake Coca-Cola, you know, cola and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad, but it's full of sugar actually. It's completely bad. No,
it's so bad. It's so
it's
bad.
Completely wrong.
So how did you come down from the Easies? You've got an Easy's T-shirt on.
Yeah. I haven't fucking stopped partying, mate. I've been so high. No, last Friday was great. I think it just propelled me into a weekend of eating shit.
Yeah.
It's opening the door. This could be the problem with Fat Fridays, is that it opens the door to Fat Fridays, Saturday, Sunday.
Maybe Monday.
Maybe blowout Monday because you don't give a shit anymore.
Maybe that could be a benchmark, blowout Monday.
Did you blow out? Did you open the door Friday? I mean, we only had a burger, but then later that night I think I had some bullshit.
No, I was proud of myself because on Sunday we went up to Healesville, not Sanctuary, but just Healesville, you know, like the –
it's a nice the area up in the hills.
Yeah, and went to a pub and they had a – I was just going to get a chicken parma and classic JJ style, ask Brie, hey, can you go up? Do you want to go up and order?
Yeah.
And then she said she came back to me and said, oh, they've actually got a special, which is like a schnitzel with some chili bean type of thing and sour cream,
yum.
Which is right up my alley. Oh. I said, yes. Now, I've got a question for you guys. When you hear a special, what makes something a special at a restaurant?
Cheap. So there's two things.
Frequency. Yeah.
Two things.
Yeah, what's the frequency one?
Like a special is like a one a day a week, like that sort of thing, like a Friday special.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So yeah, a special, two things, I think sometimes cost if there's a special.
Yeah.
So you get, there's lots of value being delivered, but then something that's not on the menu often. So it's like.
Yeah. Well, I think it ticked that frequency box, not the cost box, because I said that to Brie. I was like, oh. We were talking about it afterwards or whatever and the chicken parma was 25 and she said, oh, yours was 29.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous.
25 for a chicken parma?
Yeah, well, it's a schnitzel with chili beans and sour cream.
A special at a restaurant can sometimes be expensive. Pubs, the specials are usually, like, special parma, there's a parma night, that's a special.
Yeah.
At Village Bell near me. Awesome. $15.
That's good, unbelievable. Good value.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was really proud of myself with, it was fucking huge and I was loving it. If you've listened to the show for a decent chunk of time, you know that one thing that I love is the feeling of being full. And so I got three quarters. I've actually got a photo.
And being full of shit's not good enough for him. He needs to
to really, really feel full. Now, I'll show you this photo. I took it because I didn't take a photo of the before, but that's when I put my knife and fork down.
Far out.
Yeah. So this, you've left quite a bit there.
He's left the salad.
No, fuck off.
All the greens.
He's left a bunch of chips. And he's actually left some of the parma. What's wrong with you? Where's Josh gone? What the fuck have you done? Take that mask off.
So I've done with him. Look how good those chippies look too. The problem is with doing this, and this is what I've always felt with not finishing things on your plate, is you're not – it's not about stopping now that I have a problem with. It's I know that in 2 days' time I'm going to think about it and feel like that and be like, you had your opportunity, bro. You didn't do it. Like I feel I'm annoyed now that I don't have those chips. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know why though? Because you haven't eaten all day.
It's true.
That's probably why.
I am fasting.
You are fasting. All right. I'm going to bring you back to the request I put in with Mr. 97. Dean Broadbelt. I first came across him. I think he came across me.
Classic.
He added me on Facebook. He started kind of just sort of chipping away. I just had to see, just like reaching out to me, like saying, just, hey, mate, like basically I saw that he was in the radio space and this is when I was trying to get into the radio space.
Say his name one last time.
Dean Broadbelt.
Okay.
And so there was something not quite right about him. It's it's that vibe you get from people. It's just like a gut feel. He kind of asked me to do, he's like, mate, I work for this thing called Ridge Radio in Batemans Bay.
My hair's raising because I feel like I saw something maybe 2 years ago of this guy being a massive scam artist.
Yeah. Well, Mason, deliver some of the facts about Dean Broadbelt.
He's got multiple names. It's one of them's Dean Broadbelt, the other's Mr. Hemmings.
Yeah, Luke Hemmings.
Yeah, Luke Hemmings, that's right. Yeah, and he changes his name to rip off creditors in hundreds of thousands of unpaid fees and failed ventures. Yeah.
He did like an event that he was going to run or something.
Crazy.
What did he ask from you? Do you remember?
He was wanting me to put together a demo for this thing called Ridge Radio. And I used to see him promoting it on those you know, that casting couch site. Not casting couch. casting site.
Star Now.
Star Now. You never know who's on those fucking platforms because Dean Broadbelt was there and he was looking for people.
Sit on his couch?
To put together demos. Well.
Actually, there's an interesting comment about sitting on.
You got to finish that sentence.
Yeah, no, I got to find
the latest accusations to Dean. You know, you're referencing me sitting on his couch would then mean something happens between us. That's the window you're spitting out.
He was.
Did you though?
No, 100% no. Jeez.
What? You didn't?
I didn't. No. Go tell. So what's the latest accusation to
him? Yeah. So he was on a call with Mr. Berry, who's like he's a PT.
Yeah.
So
Could be Tommy.
Yeah. 100%
Mr. Berry.
And. Anyway, so they're on a phone call, 1:44 a.m. in the morning, and Luke Hemmings, the scam artist, says, "I want your dick. How big is it?"
So he's trolling.
Before he hung up on the victim.
Yeah.
"I want your dick. How big is it?" Is that a troll or is that just an ask?
No, I don't know. I mean, he might be gay. Good on him. It's just, you know, it's some random shit that he said that's fucking unusual coming from this guy. So basically, I got tweeted an article recently about this guy. So
someone tweeted you.
A friend of mine tweeted me a news.com article, and it's just this such a long story. At one point, he faked his own death.
Yep.
A press release went out saying that he'd killed himself. And I remember seeing that, and even though I had those interactions,
if someone can
with
hear
him,
a banging, someone's hammering right now.
I had some interactions with him, and then I was like, "This guy's a weirdo. I don't want to have anything to do with him." Even when I saw that he killed himself, I felt so fucking bad for him. It turned out he never killed himself, and he denies releasing the press release. But
who the fuck is doing the press release?
I know.
He's ripped off so many people.
So what is he doing now?
he got off all of it. He's never been legitimately convicted of these crimes. He's like
he's gone under mental illness pleas.
Yeah, so he's got off pleading that he's.
I'm definitely not tagging him in this podcast. Yeah, not mentioning his name.
Full on, dude. But it's like watching a movie where there's like Catch Me If You Can. The dude that's a film fascinating, Leonardo DiCaprio, about a real life dude who actually went on to work for some big banks about preventing check fraud. Mm-hmm. So he invented the systems that stop people from fucking stealing shit because he was the guy that stole shit.
Oh, interesting.
And so good. I think you'd love the movie. But he's the closest. Like, he's legitimately gotten cars worth $20,000-$30,000, taken them off. Like, he's your...
Just brazen.
He's a brazen freak. He's a brazen freak. It's so weird, but I thought I'd just bring him up. Con man.
When's this latest article? Like, what's all the...
Like,
is this
last
recent?
Week. Oh, yeah,
this
last is week. All so he's gone back to court. And yeah, it's. I think the reason I bring it up is because it's a bit chilling when you've had a bit of an encounter. It's like the dude who murdered his wife, and you were mates with him when you were young. It's like you think about it a bit more, like fuck, that was close to home.
Yeah,
and so the poor people. He's conned young musicians, and he conned this one kid into quitting year 12 and traveling across the country. To go be under his wing or something to sort of teach him these things and give him a job, and then he left him stranded there.
So poor fella, he's
like a serial manipulator. I remember him calling me once specifically. I was in the house I lived in, Brighton East, and I was just like, just entertaining him. Like, hey, dude. Hey, mate. It's just like a bit charismatic. It's just a bit not charming, but just you know on his
you
way.
Are.
On his own. Thanks, mate. Are you saying I am? Is that a question?
I'm saying you're charming.
Thanks, mate. Well, he was a little bit charming.
Yeah. Takes one to know one, as you say. But I wanted to bring up before we go something that's happened in my life.
Oh, I can't believe we didn't hit this the top of show.
Yeah. I've retired.
Yeah. Definitely not from this business because we need.
No, I've
need, we need you.
I've retired from social media.
Yeah,
I'm doing it quietly.
Yeah,
which would you could argue that based on me what's mentioning the, on actually, the podcast, it's the opposite.
Well, it's kind of the only way to do it because tell them what you've done.
Well, I've deactivated Facebook, got rid of my Twitter, and just got rid of all my photos on Instagram.
Yeah,
and so I've put a bio in my bio now. It just says retired from social media.
Yeah, I think doing it in a noisy manner is keeping them and putting up a final post.
Yeah.
See, guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's so bad.
Versus what you've done is like. I didn't even know until you got in today. Although someone picked up on it.
Old mate Stusso,
shout out. You were there Friday, Fat Fridays. He didn't blow out the whole weekend.
Yeah, but he I saw as I'd like archived my last photo and I just see this DM come in from Stusso go, "What's going on with your profile?" And I was like, this is exactly like I can't engage because like, I'm shutting it down. This is shutting off shop. I've committed. So I was just like, delete the app.
Have you got a message for Stusso?
Stusso, yeah, mate. I got rid of it all. But I'm trying to. I realized that I was doing all the screen time, checking out how long I was spending. I was spending like at least an hour a day on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so.
That's insane.
Yeah. My thoughts were, it's like, I want to be reading more. I want to be doing all these things.
Yeah.
Actually, I looked at how much value social media was giving me. I was like, it's so low.
Yeah, it's been a big discussion today.
Yeah.
But if you were to kind of – if you'll say I'm doing it because of
– I'm doing it to free up time.
Replace with what? So
now I've reset up my blog at joshjansen.com. I'm going to write there every day and I want to read more as well.
Mm.
But just less like consuming shit. And the other thing too is it was inboxes. I'm so bad at staying focused. So then getting an Instagram DM, a Facebook Messenger, a WhatsApp, a fucking iMessage, a normal text message, an email. There's too many fucking ways to contact me. So now you just go to josh@joshjanson.com, you email me.
Yeah.
Or hi at the Daily Talk Show if it's related to the podcast.
I trolled you in the past about doing these kind of things because I didn't think you were ready. Mm-hmm. You seem more ready to do it now. So I'll hold off on the trolling.
So I guess I'll, in regards to Reddit, what do you want to do about that?
What do you want to do?
Well, I guess you can sort of manage it for a bit. We can see.
Is Tommy on Instagram as well now?
He's outsourced every piece.
Yeah. I had to wait until I had a business partner that I could just handball everything to. It's like, mate, here's my logins.
But I think what I'm curious on is challenging the thought around the need for all of these things, like the need for every single platform.
Yeah. Mm.
So we've been talking about there's so many reasons you can come up for keeping it based on information like my video of O-Bike went viral on Facebook to start with, so should I keep Facebook, or, you know, LinkedIn's doing well for me and I've got work out of it, should I keep it? And so you can always come up with these reasons why, coming up with the reasons to get rid of it. Yeah, it seems like they're weaker just in the
grand scheme of things what's possible if you actually put it away.
Yeah, but that's what I like to challenge the fact that it is the arguments for why you should get rid of it can be outdone by the other side, but it's only because the other side is real life data.
Yeah.
And so there's this on the other side of getting rid of it is all this unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's where the power lies in that fucking unknown landscape.
Well, I just think, like, I've looked at my phone way less. I've got way less to do on my phone now. Mm. It makes me not want to, like, I don't need to upgrade my phone.
Mm.
Like, this is pretty good. Like, I could even get a dumber phone if I wanted to.
Mate, you'll be off the grid soon. Yeah. That's the name of the episode. Off the grid.
It's a Daily Talk. Should I tell I once bought a domain name, offthegrid.com.
Oh, we've heard this.
Yeah.
We've heard this, off the gird.
Off the gird. I purchased it and then I saw what I'd actually bought.
Off the gird. Off the gird is the name of the episode.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.